I find that every time I've brought a song into Ola Bell, it always ends up sounding about 100 times better than I could have imagined.
Although each member of Ola Bell possesses unique musical gifts, their combined sound has always been an instrument in itself. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The American Roots Quintet, Ola Bell, has a lot to celebrate. In the 5 years since their last album, various members have gotten married and had kids. But the real anniversary is their own. It's now been 10 years since they became a band and took the name Ola Bell after Appalachian folk singer Ola Bell Reed. The group's five members each sing and perform a range of instruments, adding mandolin, dobro, accordion, and layers of homespun harmonies on a foundation of bluegrass, gospel, soul, and everything in between. T-Bone Burnett produced Ola Bell's 2004 debut, followed 2 years later by the Larry Campbell-produced Riverside Battle Songs. But Ola Bell took the DIY approach for album number 3, producing and financing their new release, Neon Bluebird. The result is a collection of tunes that sounds as effortless, cohesive, and richly nuanced as ever. NFUV's Claudia Marshall asked keyboardist Glenn Patcha about one of the songs called One More Time.
We had been listening to This American Life a lot, and there was this one story about a guy who started a family and would leave that family and then would reinvent himself completely and show up in another town and start another family. So the story was about his kids trying to figure out who he really was, because they all had such different perceptions of him, you know? Mm. Everything from like a stockbroker to like this acid casualty, and it's a fascinating story. So we'd been listening to it, and I think I was listening to it on the way back from the guitar store, and we came back and actually wrote this. I have the lyric on the back of the bill from the guitar, so.
Whoa.
This one was inspired by the whole circumstance.
Maybe we should be together. Maybe we could each do better. Truth is, I'm just tired of lying. You're just tired of crying. I'll go and find a brand new reason to keep on moving along like tide and time. Pick me up, lay me down again. One more time.
One of the things from not having a producer is that it sounded more like us playing music in a room together when we just get together. We went for our own textures more. We tried to write songs that weren't trying to please anybody except us. And I think we didn't sacrifice anything in the process. And I think in a lot of ways it sounds more like I hear a lot everybody's personality a lot more instead of this anonymous vocal concept or this thing. Or I just hear I love to hear everybody's personalities represented.
That's got to be tough when you've got four different singers. And does everybody write? Tony, do you write as well?
I do some writing. It hasn't been something that I've actively pursued for a long time, perhaps as much as everyone else. But I don't have anything original on the album. But
per se. But
my vibe.
Your vibe's all over the record. Well, I'll tell you what, let's just dive in here to the song that is the first song on the record, and I think it's absolutely a grabber.
Say you don't love me no more. You better think about it before you go.
Live performance by Ola Bell of You're Gonna Miss Me, and before that, One More Time. Both songs appear on their brand new release, Neon Bluebird. Take 5 produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.